Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we will spend a little time talking about two major changes in grading in North Carolina. One is the weighting of grades and the other is the grading scale. My very special guest on the program is Dr. Carol Douglas. She was on 2 weeks ago to talk about something else. I can't remember what it was.
Credit by demonstrated mastery.
Thank you. And so you can look up that podcast online if that's something you want to see. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Martin.
I appreciate you being on again. Let's start with the changes to the weight of courses. Talk to us a little bit about how that has changed.
Well, in the past, courses were weighted according to whether they were advanced placement, honors, community college courses, dual enrollment, or standard level courses. In the past, the advanced placement courses were considered college level courses and they earned 6 points. The community college courses earned 5 points, and so did the honors level courses earned 5 points. The standard courses were 4 points. So that was your weighted scale. Beginning with the 2015-16 school year, in August, the state board passed that the AP and dual enrollment courses and any college level course, that those were all college courses, and those would count as 5 points. The honors level courses would be reduced to 4.5 and the standard level courses would stay at 4. So your new weighted scale will be 5 points for AP and college level courses, 4.5 for your honors courses, and 4 points for standard.
Okay. And so that's hard. Again, podcasts sometimes don't translate as well as print media, but what we've done is we've combined, as you said a couple times, the AP and any college class, and then we've still got a little more credit there for an honors over a regular class.
Right.
And I guess the big question for most of us, students and teachers and parents and folks who work in the school system, is, you know, why do we think the weights change? We've read some stuff about that. We're not sure about all of it, but we know that they have changed, and there may be. So what are the reasons that we've been told?
The reasons are that they wanted to level the playing field for our students so that they all have equal access or equitable access to courses. So that if you were in a small rural community, much like ours, you might have access to 6 AP courses. If you were in Charlotte-Mecklenburg, you might have access to 40 AP courses. And so our students who are applying to colleges, they wanted to equal that. Our students have more access to community college courses than we do to the AP courses. So they wanted to make that equitable so that they counted the same, and therefore our students, if they had access to 6 AP and 20 community college courses, would be more in line with Charlotte-Mecklenburg that had 40 AP classes.
And I was just going to interrupt, and that'll help us because we have access to lots and lots and lots of college courses.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as many AP. I'm sorry.
Right. Also, the community college courses are now all transferable to 4-year North Carolina colleges, and therefore are considered a college-level course, as are the AP courses. So that gives the same weight to all college-level courses.
Right. And they'll automatically transfer, usually, to a North Carolina 4-year university system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, changing gears a little bit, right here in the middle of the podcast, another thing that the state did a month later that will also go into effect for the coming school year for 15-16 is a change in the grading scale. So Dr. Douglas, talk to us a little bit about that change.
Well, traditionally in North Carolina we have been on a 7-point grading scale. So that means from 93 to 100 is an A and 92 to 85 is a B. And with the change, it will be on a 10-point scale. So 90 to 100 will be an A, et cetera. So a 93 on the old scale would have given a student an A. A 90 on the new scale will give a student an A.
Right. And what are the benefits of that?
I see quite a few benefits to that. Yeah, again, it levels the playing field for our students who compete for college admission and scholarships with students from other states, because most other states are on the 10-point scale, and most public schools are on a 10-point scale. If a student has a 92 in North Carolina, their transcript currently would reflect a B. If a student in Florida or Georgia had a 92, their transcript would show an A. It's also easier for parents to understand, to know that if they have a grade in the 90s, it's an A. If it's in the 80s, it's a B, etc. It will maybe motivate students more. They will do better, and therefore they'll take higher level courses. They'll be in more honors level courses that may increase our graduation rate. It may prevent kids from dropping out, because on the 10-point scale, then they will score better and have a better chance of getting credit for classes, and it may improve their self-confidence and self-esteem.
And Dr. Douglas, one of the things you said to me when we were preparing is some people have said, well, you're just lowering the standard, but in reality, like you told me before we went on the podcast here, we're really just leveling the field with our neighboring states.
Right, exactly.
And, and allowing our kids to look as positive as kids in other states who have the same grades.
Right, because if they're looking at a transcript and they see a B in North Carolina, that may be a 92, and in another state, a 92 would be an A.
Yeah, or a 91.
You know, yeah, or
our,
a 90.
Our student may have done better with a lower grade.
Exactly.
And then I guess, in closing, there is a little difference in how the timing of implementation.
Right.
And that's a little tricky, but if you could explain to them how these are going to be implemented, and it's a little different.
Okay, the 10-point grading scale will start with next school year, the 15-16 school year, and what the state policy said was that it would be for all high school students. So it won't be phased in with the freshman class, it will be for all high school students. But in Haywood County Schools, we have made the decision that it will also be a 10-point grading scale for all elementary and middle school students.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
Yes, for everybody to be on the same scale. So we like that change, that they're not phasing it in, that they're doing it all at once, so everything will just convert to the 10-point scale. With the weighting of the classes, that will be phased in beginning next year with the freshman class. So you may have an honors level class that would have freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in it, and the freshmen would get a 4.5 weight, whereas the sophomores and juniors would get a 5-point weight. But it'll all be calculated by the state so that it's phased in and calculates correctly.
And that may not seem fair, and please know that we didn't make those rules, but
right.
we do sort of understand them, and it makes sense that you phase it in like that, because the freshmen really won't be competing with the sophomores,
right,
or juniors for college entry or jobs or anything like that, so that it's a little more cumbersome, but it does make sense.
And that's the difference, is the weighted will be phased in beginning next year with the freshman class. The scale will be for everyone beginning next year.
Okay, well, I appreciate you being on again.
Thank you.
Two times in 2 weeks. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. We'll maybe send some stuff home at the beginning of the school year, especially
yes,
at the high school level, so people will see this also in print. And as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.